An announcement from the world of volleyball. No more gender verification tests. The International Volleyball Federation said this week it will no longer test the sex of participants in competitions. The International Olympic Committee halted gender verification tests before the 2000 Sydney Games. Now, there is no tender jesting in the history of gender testing in sports. It was always a serious and to many humiliating test of what most people think of as the obvious. At one time, women athletes were made to parade nude before a panel of gender judges. More recently, athletes had to provide saliva for chromosomal analysis to determine that Peter wasn't trying to pose as Petra. Oregon State University professor Laura Wackwitz explains that the rise of women in sports during the Cold War brought about testing.
Well, it really started becoming an issue in the 60s when women started competing in more and more kinds of athletic events and getting more and more recognition and ability to compete. And then there are a couple women from Eastern Bloc countries that people were suspicious of. Were they really women or could they possibly be men? And so there became this big uproar as to making sure that we could determine that women's events were fair.
At the Barcelona Olympics, 5 of the 2,406 women tested were apparently not women, that is. But there were also a lot of wrongful accusations, suspicions, and humiliating jokes about world-class women athletes. Gender tests are no longer considered necessary in these times when athletes now provide urine samples in plain view for drug tests. Professor Wackwitz says she is pleased to see the sex tests go, but if she had her druthers, there'd be just a few more.
I think if I could gender test somebody, I would probably want to go back in time and take one of the people who came up with the idea for doing the sex testing in the first place and just submit them to the process of having to be gender tested.